Yeah, it's a Saturday, Christmas. I guess we can call this Christmas weekend, right? Christmas weekend, Saturday morning. Sure, why not? It is a Christmas weekend, Saturday morning, and there are issues. I mean, we want to have a good time. We want to have good times, but we got to deal with the Eagles. And we will, because Sunday, the NFL puts these games. The NFL is so powerful. I think they're going to create an eighth day of the week to put a game, just so they can have games all the time. They haven't filled up Tuesdays and Wednesdays yet, but they'll figure out a way to do that. But anyway, there's been some panic this week. It's the right team coming in, but I think the panic is ridiculous. I can understand there would be concern, but panic, I think people are going a little overboard with the panic, and that's really what you gotta be careful of. Let's not get crazy here with the panic. All right, it's not time to panic. There is time to have concern. And whether they win on Monday, and I don't think there's any question they're going to win on Monday, and we'll talk about that. But the other thing that I think is more than a little out of hand, and the fact that it's put out on WIP is ridiculous. The fact that people are talking about it is ridiculous. The firing of the head coach. Are you kidding me? He was in the Super Bowl last year. And that doesn't mean that a coach is good. He was in the Super Bowl, but nobody had any problems. Had almost no problems last year. That is the most ridiculous thing that I can hear from people or people on the air. Is to fire the head coach. What are you out of you're out of your mind. You are out of your mind. And people get all over the coordinators. How about the players making plays? That's what it comes down to. Now, the Eagles have to improve on a few things, clearly. And they have to do it starting on Monday. Again, it's not a good team. The Giants suck. Giants stink. They're one of the worst teams in the NFL, and there's a lot of bad teams. But one area that has to improve, and he's got to be better, and we know he is better because he's played better. The quarterback's got to be better. Jalen Hurts, I don't think there's any question. I don't think there's any question that the quarterback's got to be better. And there's areas in which he can be better. I also think it's a game, and I know it's a tough game, and there's a lot of pressure, and there's a lot of things going on. But Jalen Hurts has to have more fun, and I think everybody agrees with that. I mean, it's a game. I mean, it's fun when you score. So, you dance around and you have a good, but you got to have fun at other times too. You can't allow yourself to just not get excited and not enjoy what you're doing. I think Jalen Hurts enjoys playing football. I mean, I know he enjoys playing football, but does he enjoy it enough? And he's not the only player like that. Do you watch players on the field and you say they enjoy having fun. I think Avante Maddox, not a main cog, but an important cog. I think he's going to be back and play on Monday. He's practiced fully all week, so it looks like he's going to be back. And he talked about it, and he said he feels fine. But he has fun. He has fun all the time. It's not just on the football field. The way you approach it, you got to have fun. And I'm told that one of his teammates has talked to Jalen Hurts about just having more fun, show a little more personality. You know, I know he's a different kind of personality, but I think with that, he can really be better. He really can be better by having more fun. The Giants stink, so I think the Eagles will destroy him on Monday, and I don't know if people would question that. The Eagles have won on Christmas Day in the past, some good games, some bad games. We'll kind of look back at those. And on another topic, New England and Kansas City, the game they played, I guess it was, what was it, last week, a couple of weeks ago? I don't even know when they played. All of a sudden, Bill Belichick has been told that the kicking balls were deflated. Well, he should know about it because he got caught. He and Tom Brady got caught deflating footballs. But you don't deflate kicking balls. And why were they deflated? I don't know if it was the weather. I don't know that the NFL is really going to... The game's over, so the NFL is just going to move forward and make sure it doesn't happen again. But I don't know if you can check football pressures during the game, but of all people to bring that up is Bill Belichick. What a joke. And the other thing is the Philly. One of the other points to talk about this morning, the Phillies lose out on the Japanese pitcher, Yamamoto. I guess that's the way you pronounce it, Yamamoto. But they never had a shot. You know, it was, I love these stories out there. Oh, the Phillies made an offer to Yamamoto. They made an offer, a big deal. They weren't going to get him. The Japanese pitchers don't go to teams where there's not another Japanese player on the team because they're kind of by themselves. It's, it's kind of a, obviously, you want to feel comfortable. And East Coast was probably going to be hard. It's easier on the West Coast because you're closer if you want to go back home. I mean, you're still far away, but you're still closer to home on the West Coast. And the Dodgers, my gosh, signing him, they should really be good. That doesn't mean that, and they're not done yet. They're not done yet. They cleared a lot of money. They're going to spend a lot of money. And I don't know how many young players they still have. But the reality is they're going to be really good. They're going to be really good. But the Phillies were never going to get him. We're never, ever going to get him. It wasn't going to happen. So I don't know if anybody wants to talk about that. Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40 today to take a look. There's some bowl games today, some NFL games today, and obviously on Sunday and on Monday. The NFL just hasn't figured out a way to get him on Tuesday and Wednesday yet, but they will. You know, it's all about the money. Just keep on, you know, just mow money, mow money, mow money. Just put it on every day of the week. Put them on every day of the week, and they'll figure out a way to do that. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they'll figure out a way to do that. All right, a question today. And your chance on this Christmas weekend, by the way, Merry Christmas to everybody. We'll get to the new year, but Merry Christmas. Question today to win the $100 gift certificate to Star Restaurants. Great for last minute gifts for any of the great restaurants they have in the area. And I believe there's close to 20. There's a lot of, they're all great ones, a lot of good ones. And it's a last minute gift that, a gift certificate. It's an easy gift, and it's a good gift to a Star restaurant. At any of the Star restaurants, all right, you can purchase your gift certificate. Or I don't know how they deal with it online, and you can get it in time for Christmas, but you can get a Christmas gift with a Star gift certificate. And you can go online at Star with two R's, Star gift cards, giftcards.com. All right, so here's the question. And you got to be a little creative. You got to think a little bit and try to have a little fun. And fun is good because fun might win. Gifts you would get for any of the teams here in Philadelphia. And you can be a little creative, whether it's players, managers, coaches, front office personnel, or like I said, just be creative. Gifts you would get for any of the teams here in Philadelphia. You can name a player, which would be totally impossible to get, but you know, if that's creative enough, if you have a good enough reason, we'll put you in the mix to try to win the gift card. All right. So that's the question for the card. All right. I'll give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. Now, as I've always said, you know the numbers, so I don't have to give them to you, but it's a just maybe once a segment. I don't have to give it 20 times. You know the numbers. And, you know, I want to discuss some of the things. But the Eagles, the panic maybe has subsided. That was clearly an ugly loss last week. But you could blame the last drive. There should never be a 92-yard drive to win a football game, especially with a backup quarterback. I get it. However, you've got to score more than 17 points to win football games in the NFL. You really need to score more than 17 points. So that's the real issue. They're not scoring enough points. They're not generating enough offense. And the quarterback clearly has, I don't think anybody would disagree with that, clearly has got to be better. All right, before we take care of some things here, let's head to the phones and let's go to, is that Frankie? Frankie from Roxborough. You're on WIP, Frankie.
Hey, Howard. How yeah. you doing? Happy How you holidays doing? To you and your family and your whole crew.
You too.
Yes, Howard, I totally agree with you that the sky's falling and I don't
it's
put it on.
It's not falling, but people think it's falling.
Yeah, I got you. And I like to take a couple pages out of your book, you know, Never Have a Bad Day. You're very inspirational with that.
Okay.
So I don't blame it on just like the defense or the offense. It's a collective effort because this been going on like unprecedented things been happening like the offsides in critical situations in games.
Yeah, Kelce owned up to that. It just he's been told, and all of a sudden now they're going to start calling it. So it is what it is. They're going to start calling it.
Yeah, but I'm not just talking about Kelce. I'm talking about when we played Dallas, when we stopped them a couple times on the third down. Josh Sweat decides to go offside. It's like, and also the quarterback does have to play better. And it's not the calls on the field because we're moving the ball, Howard.
Yep.
It's just like when we get to a situation where we need a first down, something happens. Somebody does something stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And, well, but it starts in the NFL. If you don't have a good quarterback, you're almost never going to achieve very good success. Yeah, high success.
Right.
You're not going to go deep in the playoffs.
Like, if you have three turnovers in a game on, you know, with a good team like Dallas or, you know, Buffalo, you know, we overcame some of that, you know, in the beginning of the year. But if you have turnovers, there's no way you can win. You know, it's too hard.
Well, when you're minus two, when you're minus two and you're minus for the season, it's I don't know how many winning teams in the NFL are minus in turnovers. And the Eagles are minus in turnovers. The Eagles have more turnovers right now this year than they had all last year. Can't have that. You can't turn the ball over. You just can't do it. And, you know, the last pass, it was obviously the wrong way to go in the trying to get a deep shot to A.J. Brown, and especially with double coverage. But the pass in the end zone, that's the killer because you're moving. You have a chance to score there, too, and change things. It's those things can't happen. Can't happen. Can't happen.
Plus, he threw that ball off his back foot. The ball did not get there where it was supposed to be. And there was no chance for AJ to make that play, Howard.
Not especially with double coverage.
Yeah.
He threw in the double coverage. So that can't happen.
And I don't know why he doesn't take the check downs more. I mean, it's right there.
I don't know. Does Howard, he not see him? Does he lock himself in to one position? And
well, he did.
I know A.J. Brown wants the ball, but that doesn't mean you have to always throw him the ball. If he's not open. I mean, he's going to make plays if there's single coverage, but not when there's double coverage. All right, our question today, have you thought about it at all?
I'm working on it, Howard.
It's really, you really got to be creative, Christmas gift. But by the way, what do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas, Howard, is just to be happy and grateful and to be healthy.
Well, health is the most important thing we have.
You know,
All right.
And not to be selfish.
There you go.
This is the time of the year when you
I got you.
Want to
I got
help
you,
people.
Frankie. All right.
And, you know, I don't know.
Have a Merry Christmas. And
you
enjoy
too,
that
Howard.
Eagles win on Monday. All right.
Yes, I'm counting on it. We're going to give it to Tommy Meatballs.
Yeah.
He had his reign already.
Yeah, he had his 15 minutes of fame lasted about
all
3
over
minutes
and, with the, you
and 16
know,
seconds.
We're going to give him an offer he can't refuse, Howard, on this game.
Yeah, okay. All right, take care, Frankie.
All right, you have a Merry Christmas, Howard.
Merry Christmas. You got it.
All right.
Yeah, it's just Tommy Meatballs is he's already cooked, but he's cooked. Reality set in last week against New Orleans. Yeah, it's just he got sacked 7 times last week. See, that's where Eagles got to put pressure on him because you know he's not good enough. He's probably a third string quarterback in the league, but because the Giants have nobody and they're so bad, and he had some wins, and the Giants fans got all excited. Those idiots that thought, oh, they got a chance for the playoffs. There's actually some Giants fans that thought they had a chance for the playoffs. Yeah. Maybe in 2 years they have a chance for the playoffs. Not now. All right. You got the numbers. You got some open lines. You got a $100 gift certificate to Star Restaurants that you have a chance to get. And again, you got to think about it a little bit and be a little creative. Be a little creative with the question. And did anybody really think the Phillies were going to get Yamamoto? Did you really think... Oh, yeah, they made an offer to him. Well, if they made the first offer, you know a player almost, they just made it to make themselves happy, make everybody feel happy. Did they really think they had a chance to get him? No, I don't think so. But it made people happy for 37 seconds, which is all good. All right, I'm Howard Eskin. We'll get back to the phones. And we'll try to figure out where this team's going to end up this year. Super Bowl's tough now because you're probably, even if Baltimore beats San Francisco this week, and they play, I believe they play on Monday too, just like the Eagles do. I think it's going to be hard. For the Eagles to get the number, really, really hard for the Eagles to get the number one pick. But whatever the case may be, they'll be in the playoffs. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 8:19, and if you're in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, or casino business, you're looking for a point of sale system, then you can truly make a difference. Call PDQ Signature Systems. Now, I've talked about them for a while, and if you're in business and you haven't at least given them a call to see what they can do for you, you've made a mistake. PDQ POS has been the top rated restaurant management system for over 35 years, probably 36 or 37 years at this point. They offer everything. Mobile POS, self-serve kiosks, analytical reporting, contactless functionality, online ordering, loyalty and delivery management, and the best service. That's why they're so successful. Best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is not only the fastest, easiest and most reliable POS available, but they'll also save you time, effort, and money so you can focus on the most important thing, and the most important thing would be your customers, obviously. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, Joe Flynn and his team really do a terrific job. I mean, they care about making, it's more than just getting a customer. They care about you, and they can create a custom game plan to fit your individual business needs. Trust me, if you want a point of sale system that will truly make a difference, you need PDQ POS. So I don't know what you're waiting for. Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and go all in with PDQ Signature Systems. Schedule your free demo and business consultation. You can do it today, but you might want to wait till after the holidays. PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time, jingle bell time.
By the way, Brian Daboll is not only just a big guy, he's not a good head coach. So let's make that clear. Brian Daboll. Well, they took a shot. Now there's a coach that you know is just not a good coach. Not going to work. All right, let's go back to the phones. Bam! Bam, you're on WIP.
What's up, King? What's going on? How you doing? Have you hollered?
Tell me. You tell me.
Happy holidays.
You too.
Yep. I mean, listen.
I'll be happier when the Eagles win on Monday.
You're right. That way I can set my best friend up, man. I can set him up real quick. Because he's like, man, going back to the Jim Fossil days. I'm like, man, are you serious? I'm like, y'all haven't won a championship since Eli been there.
Well, it's everybody thinks that Eli was this, and they think he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, and I don't think so.
Me neither.
He's a good quarterback. He's not a Hall of Fame quarterback, but he has over his career, he does not have a winning record. He has had more losing seasons with the Giants than winning seasons, and because they won two Super Bowls, but they won, and one of them was with their defense. Defense was just off the charts. I'm so tired of Sheila Manning being considered a Hall of Famer when he doesn't have a winning record in his career and he doesn't have more winning seasons than losing seasons. But they haven't won since Sheila Manning. You are correct.
You're right. Our defense got to come up this weekend. Our defense has to come up. Jalen has to throw a couple TDs.
The quarterback's got to play better, and the defense 17 or 20 points is not a bad thing. The 92 yard drive at the end of the game, that's terrible, but yeah. The defense wasn't bad last week, and you got to score, get a lead, and force the other team to do things that they don't want to do. I mean, that's what they got to do.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, there's areas in which they have to improve. There'll be players that'll be back, players that won't be back, but
Mattis,
that's what happens after a Super Bowl. Things change.
Mattis is not back yet, is he?
I think he will be. He's practiced fully all week. I mean, we haven't said anything yet, but they will today. I mean, he'll play. It looks like he's going to play. I mean, he kind of talked like he's fine yesterday.
Hey, Howard, I answer your question, I know what I want for Christmas.
What do you want?
My eyesight back.
Well, that would be a great thing. And so, obviously, WIP is really important to you. Our broadcast is really important to you.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like... That would be a great Christmas gift, and that would be wonderful if that could happen. That's a hell of a gift. And well, that makes us at WIP even proud that you get so much from this radio station. Sometimes when the guys that talk, the shows, they sometimes give you some garbage. But as far as the broadcast, you can picture what's going on in the game, which is a good thing. All right. So, so now we know what you would like. What do you think would be a good Christmas gift for somebody?
You said a player can be involved, right?
Yeah, anybody. Be creative. All
right. You know how Joel Embiid likes to sit out every other game or he's always sick? Yeah. He might need a personal nurse on the side just to keep him healthy.
Embiid with a personal nurse. Well, yeah. I think he needs to find the wizard, too. But that's another a free ticket to see the wizard. But a nurse for Joel Embiid. Okay. Like, people say, oh, look, he's always scored all these points. The regular season is the regular season, and nobody plays defense. It is the NBA has become such a farce and a joke when it comes to defense. That's why the regular season is really totally irrelevant. Hey, thanks for the call, and you have a Merry Christmas. All right, let's go to Ron. Ron, you're on WIP.
Happy holidays, Howard.
You too. You too.
So let me say something nice to you, Howard, before I tear you a new one.
Okay.
So I was watching. It was either the San Fran, the end of the San Fran game or the end of the Dallas game.
Yep.
And the camera was on the tunnel when you guys were coming in from the field. Yep. And you're coming around the turn and the camera's sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Here you come. There is first of all, it's like a funeral procession, of course, because what happened to him on the field. So nobody's in the picture, not one body, and here you come. Well, around the turn, head down, you got a big heavy bag on your shoulder.
Yep.
You look like you were rained on for five hours.
I worked in six rain games this year. It wasn't the Dallas game because Dallas has a roof. No, so it had to be what, the San Francisco game, I guess, right?
One of those two games. Okay. You got to find that and get a still shot out of that because it was nostalgic. It was a nostalgic picture.
What am I supposed to be doing, laughing?
No, I'm being serious, Howard. I mean, you've been around.
I'm walking. Hey, listen, I've worked the whole game.
I've been standing for like
6 hours.
No entourage, no little helpers, no nothing. Just old school coming in, and I was just like, look at this guy. You know, it's just because Howard, you know, I'm younger than you, but I know you, I've been following you your whole career.
You know, let me just add something to what you just said. The network, I'll say, and this is no knock on female sideline reporters. They have makeup people with them. They have producers with them. They have everything with them. It's really just like, really? Really?
Yeah, I know. Sports has gotten so bad, it's even trickled into the media.
I'm working by myself and just trying to do the best job I can. That's all.
But you see, the thing is, I mean, come on. I know you're sensitive about your age, but, you know,
no, I'm not,
like I said, I've followed you since high school.
Whoa. I'm not sensitive about my age. I feel great. I'm older. I'm not old. I feel great. My health, knock on wood, is really good. I still walk 10 to 12 miles a day. I feel terrific.
All these years, and you're still on the job. You know what I mean? By yourself, no help, glitz and glamour. And I'm just like, look at this.
I mean, I got,
you know, and it was good to see. But I'm telling you, go over the film and get a still shot and hang it up on. I know you got a wall or a room with all your memorabilia hanging up.
There's better pictures than that. All right, what did you wanted to talk about the Eagles? Go ahead.
This is Howard. Listen,
I'm listening.
This is just Wentz and Doug Peterson all over again. That's all. That's all this is. This thing is, you know, I want them to finish out the best they can. And I want them to clean house with these coaches, bring in some real coaches.
Get rid of the Deadwood.
Huh?
What do you mean clean house? Who are you getting rid of?
I'm getting rid of all three of them. I'm letting them all go. But here's the problem.
The head coach and the coordinators.
The biggest problem, and I thought maybe we were past this, but we're not, because it's reared its head again. Oh, and they wanted a yes man, they got a yes man, and this is what you get. You had an inexperienced coach that,
wait a minute,
okay,
wait a
minute. And he went out and got Sirianni.
More. Let me, whoa. Nick Sirianni is not a yes man. Why would you say he's a yes man? Why is he a yes man?
Okay. He did the same thing. They asked him, are we going to make any changes? They hit him right between the eyes with the question, who's getting moved out? No, we're definitely staying.
Let me just assure you.
And then 2 days later, he's gone.
Wait a minute. No. He said what he said because he didn't want it to come out. Now, somebody within the organization leaked it out. He made that decision 100% himself. Now, in the case of Doug Peterson, obviously we know that they wanted to change coaches to people above him, whether it's Howie or Jeffrey, and that's what eventually cost him his job. But Nick Sirianni made this decision 100% himself with the defensive coordinator, 100%.
Let me ask you this. Where was he?
So to say he's a yes man is really unfair.
Where was he? Listen, when your coordinators go down, okay, and you're getting the snot beat out of you, okay, and your coach is standing on the sideline and he's not changing nothing and he's not making no changes, then what do you got? And who?
How do you know he's not making changes?
Who sent your quarterback, your franchise quarterback,
headphones on
out? When he's getting slaughtered, when he's got a bad knee, and when you didn't need to have him, this is all bad.
You have no idea what he's doing on the sidelines with the play calls and whether he says, well, no, let's do this. You have no idea. They're all in the same headset. And I don't think you have a headset on the sidelines unless I've missed something. So it's just, you got to just relax. You're not firing the head coach. And I think Brian Johnson will be back next year. And I'm not sure what's going to happen with Matt Patricia or Sean Desai. But whatever the case may be, Nick Sirianni will make the decision. Okay? All right. The answer to our question. First of all, what do you want for Christmas?
Well, I'll take some of that asking money. How's that? Suitcase of asking money?
No. I don't have anything. Huh? I'm giving it away. I'm donating money to charity.
Come on, dude. You got the first dollar you ever earned. You kidding me?
I got the second one, not the first one.
Okay.
So what do you
what
think?
Buy him be a big, shiny pair of balls for the playoffs. How's that?
That's
big, brand new, shiny pair of balls for the playoffs.
Well, he needs some leadership too. Okay. All right, I'll see you later.
Happy holidays, huh?
See, happy holiday. Okay, let's go to Kelly. Kelly in Audubon. Kelly, you're on WIP.
Good morning. How are you?
I've never had a bad day in my life, Kelly. How are you?
Oh, good. 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 Well, good. I'm pulled over on the highway here.
Okay.
I've been a listener for years and years and years, and I grew up listening.
Thank you.
And fabulous, just fabulous. I wanted to call so many times, but it was always negativity, and I just couldn't. I'm coming home from work, I turn on the radio, and boom, finally, my Howard is talking positive. You know, that's all they need. You know, I mean,
well,
you
they
look
need
at
to
baseball.
Get better. They need to get better. And they need not to listen to WIP.
I just can't believe it's turning into negative talk all the time. I mean,
when you lose, there's going to be negative talk. And
there
when
is,
you lose,
but none of it makes sense.
But
none
it,
of
it's
it.
Too much
people
panic.
Are just going off on
to
their
even,
hot wire.
To have a question this week on whether you should fire the head coach is the most asinine, ridiculous thing I've ever heard. It's just he's a good head coach. Players got to make plays, and the coaches always take the fall. So everybody blames the coaches. The coaches always take the hit, and they don't blame players. They used to blame players. They used to point it out. Hey, so and so's got to be better, or this area's got to be better.
Yeah,
but to say that we all have to be better, is just the coach taking the fall for this.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And everybody just has to be happy. I mean, if you're not happy and you're not having fun out there, you're not going to play well.
Well, if you're not having fun, you're not trying hard enough. That's number one. And yeah. I think they're putting in effort. So, but to have fun, you can try harder to have fun, not play harder, but to have fun. And I think Jalen Hurts and one of the players I understand has spoken to him about just have some more fun. Just right. have some more fun. It's not after you score, you're going to have fun and you're going to dance, but you got to have fun during the game. You got to have fun going out there playing the game. And
absolutely.
You just got to have fun. But you also have to play better. And they do have to play better. And there's areas in which they have to play better. It's just, you can't allow a 92-yard drive at the end of the game with a backup quarterback. And you have to score more than 17 points against in any game. You're not going to win scoring 17 points.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
So what do you want for Christmas, Kelly?
You know, it's funny. My kids asked me yesterday, and I said chapstick.
What? You made it easy for the kids.
Chapstick and fuzzy socks. That was it.
Fuzzy socks. Your feet are cold, huh? You have cold feet?
No, they're just comfortable. They're just, you can hear the cars. They're just comfortable. Okay. Right, what do I want? I would love to go to a game. So years ago, I won tickets. And, of course, I gave the tickets to my kids. And but they were younger, so I had to escort them. So I took a standing room only, and they got the tickets. But it's just there's nothing like being at a game. There's just nothing like it.
Any game, huh? Any game?
Any game.
All right,
doesn't
I'll tell you
even
what,
matter.
Kelly, I won't normally do this because now everybody's going to call.
Gosh, don't even.
No, but I'm not going to give them to you today because I don't have them. But somewhere along the way, you give, I'm going to ask Dan to put you on hold, get your information, and give him your email as well. And I'm going to get you a couple tickets for a game, just a game. I'm not sure which the sport it is, but I'll get you tickets for a game. How's that? All right?
There's just nothing like it. And
In fact, I don't know about the fuzzy socks, but...
And the chapstick.
The chapstick, okay. All right, Kelly, you have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you.
Okay, Merry Christmas. She pulled over on the side of the road to talk to us. That's great. All right, 215-592-9494. But Kelly sound like it just out of the clear blue. Sometimes out of the goodness, because it's the, 'tis the season to be jolly. And, you know, obviously other people are going to go, why don't you give me tickets? Well, I haven't given her tickets yet, but I'll figure out something to get her a couple of tickets for a game. All right. Because she gave them to her kids. Oh, boy, what? See, but, you know, sometimes the season can be nice for people. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? Just be a little nice. All right. By the way, the show today is brought to you by the Borgata Hotel Casino Hotel and Spa. We're not there. We're normally at the BetMGM, the sports book there. But for today and next week, that doesn't mean you shouldn't go there. If you want to go there and have a good time, you go there and have a good time. So we're not doing the show from there for the holiday weekends, but we will be back after that. All right. Time now is 8:43, and here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss, and what you can't miss is the great things going on at the Borgata. Don't miss out on the action, the restaurants. I'm telling you, if you go there, there's so many fun things, and I can rattle off that the casino's great, the poker room's open 7 days a week. I can tell you about all those things, but I can also tell you, if you want to go eat, and I don't care which restaurant, it doesn't matter. It could be the main restaurants, it could be the other restaurants, whatever it is, you will enjoy. They do nothing that's not top notch. I'm telling you, they have I've said this before, they have the best muffins in America. Bread and Butter is the place, and actually the Borgata Bakery has the muffins too. It is the best muffins in America, but the restaurants are sensational. And you're only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning the restaurants, the bars, the live music, the entertainment's always sensational. Everything there. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. It doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. And here's what you got. I mean, you think about it. If you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't been there, You got to get there. Here's what you got to go. Check their website, theborgata.com, for more details.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad.
And this Saturday morning is
Feliz Navidad.
The eve of the Christmas Eve. It's the eve of the eve. This Saturday. Hope everybody has a wonderful and a Merry Christmas. It will be capped off with an Eagles win, and I guarantee that. There's no way they're losing to this team on Monday. And I don't know if they needed a wake-up call. Three straight losses is kind of a wake-up call, but they have the right team coming in. And I think they will get some things straightened out. But again, that doesn't mean that they don't have to get more things straightened out, even after what will be a win on Monday. And the other thing, and I mentioned it earlier, did the Phillies fans actually think that they were going to get that Japanese pitcher, Yamamoto? No, they weren't going to get him. You know, it's a nice thought, and they need another starting pitcher. But they got plenty of time to do that. All right, let's head back to the phones because I want to hear what you have to say. Bob, you're on WIP.
Hey, Albert, we're the king. I knew this may be kind of like I know it's a cultural thing, but is there anything that the coaches or other players say to a guy like an A.J. Brown to say, stay off social media, don't fight with the fans, just stay off of it? Is there anything that they can do to prevent that, or that's out of bounds because a person can do what they want in their own free time?
Teams don't do that anymore. They don't do that anymore because the player, and why they don't do that, I mean, there should be a suggestion, not just from your teammates, but from management. Hey, listen, stay off social media. It does you no good. And they may say that, but that doesn't mean they're going to do it. And there's nothing they can do to stop players from doing that. And I think it's one of the worst things a player can get involved. You can't fight with the fans on social media. You can't pay attention to what fans say on social media because there's a lot of haters on Twitter.
You're exactly right.
And it does you no good, but they can't say anything. Now, teammates can say things to other teammates.
Yeah.
And as long as you have veterans on that team, I would imagine. See, that's what's different about the 2017 Super Bowl team. You know, they had a whole bunch of veterans that would talk to each other. And, you know, if something wasn't right, they wouldn't have a problem saying something. But it never got to that point because they knew what they could and couldn't do. So I'm almost, you know, I'm actually sure that there's a player that has talked to Jalen Hurts. Now, he doesn't get on social media.
Yeah, he's smart.
Just enjoy yourself a little bit more. Have a little more fun, you know. And that's what he needs to do. Have a little more. He's so guarded. Not that he's not talented, but he's not having as good a year this year. But he's so guarded. Just allow yourself to have a little fun. That's all.
That comes from the Alabama coach. He's that way.
Oh, Nick Saban, really.
Yeah, that comes in. Belichick.
Did him wrong. Really did him wrong.
Can I ask you one more thing, too, as well? First of all, I've been speaking to you for years, and you've educated me. And I think Jack Fritz has got to listen to you because you're right about 90% of the time. You're not perfect, but you're right on. So I respect what you say. My question is, and prediction, or ask you the prediction, when's Dak Prescott going to choke? Because he's a loser, he's overrated, and I think that when's that time going to happen? And
well, the playoffs are always when it happens.
Yeah.
It always happens in the playoffs. I don't worry about the Cowboys because he always chokes. He does.
I just don't like all the publicity this guy gets. I mean,
well, it's because it's the Dallas Cowboys. He is a good guy. I get it. He's a good guy.
Yeah, I hear great things about him.
But he's not a Super Bowl quarterback. All right. Do you have a gift for somebody?
Yes, I do. Here's a gift that I know it won't happen, but I'd like to have you or the station do this for charity, maybe at the Borgata publicly. bring that moron, that delusional cowboy fan, Captain Cowboy, down and let people for $100 a pop pick him in the butt. That, and I want him to admit he's wrong.
That would be a good thing. I don't know that I can handle it
because
I
don't think he's got the guts. We'll get him down there.
Well, he doesn't have the guts to. He doesn't have the guts to show up. So, all right, hey, have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk before the New Year. But have a Happy New Year. All right, you got it. 215-592-9494. Can you imagine if we brought him down there and people would kick him in the rear, kick him in the ass, get him, go get him. We'll get back. We'll get back to the calls. What do you want for Christmas? And what we need for Christmas? And what do you want? We're going to get an Eagles win on Monday. And again, I think they're going to play better. I think they have to play better after that. There's some things obviously they got to fix, but they found the right team to do it against Tommy Meatballs on Monday. And we'll talk about that coming up. I'm Howard Eskin. And the time now is 8:55, and if you're in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, or casino business, you know what I'm talking about. You're looking for something to help your business, a good point-of-sale system that can make a difference. Well, that would be PDQ Signature Systems. Now, I've talked about it. Now, you gotta act on that. Once I talk about something, I mean, listen, PDQ POS has been the top-rated restaurant management system for over 35 years. So they offer everything. So they're going to help. Mobile POS, self-serve kiosks, analytical reporting, contactless functionality, online ordering, loyalty, delivery management. They really do have the best support and service in the industry. It's not only the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available, but they'll also save you time, effort, and money. And that really helps in what you really need to do, and that's focus on your customers. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, Joe Flynn and that team of his that do a great, great job, and Joe leads the ship, and his people just follow right along and do a great job, and they can create a custom game plan to fit your individual business needs. If you want a point-of-sale system that will truly make a difference, you need PDQ POS. I don't know what you're waiting for. Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and go all in. PDQ Signature Systems. Schedule a free demo and business consultation. Probably do it after the holidays if you want. PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
That's Christmas in it, but I don't know if that's a Christmas song. It's like, what is a Christmas movie? If it references Christmas, it's like, what was it, Die Hard? Die Hard is not a Christmas movie, but it's a Christmas movie because it's around the holiday. It's kind of weird, but it's not a Christmas movie. But I thought it was a terrific movie with Bruce Willis. I forget which one. The limo driver. I'll never forget the limo driver. Man, if this is what Christmas is like, I can't wait for New Year's. So at the end of the movie, all those Bruce Willis movies were terrific. All right, let's Eagles are going to win, but people are still out there, and they want the coaches replaced. It just, you overreact. I'll say panic is one word. Overreact. All right, let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on WIP.
Happy holidays to you, Howard.
Yeah, you too.
Okay. I was riding in an Uber yesterday, and you had WIP on, and finally, after going through all this negativity, all this happened, I said to myself, hey, this is enough. It's time to get positive on the Eagles again, that they can get out of this. Maybe it won't happen with the Super Bowl this year, but it still will be a step forward for them to be a great team of all times.
How many people do you think would be angry if they didn't make the Super Bowl this year? not understandable, and, you know, disappointed, but angry.
Well, I don't live in Philly. I live in Reading, so I don't know that community as well, as you would.
I'm telling you, I think there'd be a lot of people that'd be angry, and it's very, very difficult, you know, especially when you lose. When you lose a Super Bowl, you don't go back the next. It's only happened once in 28 years, I for whatever reasons. It's difficult to go to a Super Bowl anyway.
Well, yeah, like right now, Andy Reid's considered one of the greatest coaches of all time. I was at that first Super Bowl with the Eagles he was at. He made a lot of mistakes. He didn't do well there either.
Well, the team made mistakes, too. I mean, I think there were three interceptions, right?
You know, but the whole point is, I think in the long run, Nick Sirianni is going to be considered a great coach. But, you know, yes, he's going to make mistakes. He's going to have learning experiences, and that's what I think he's going through right now.
Everybody makes mistakes, but he's a good coach. He's got the respect of the players, and that's really what you need. And the players like him. He's creative. Things aren't going well, and everybody wants to blame somebody. But the players have to make the plays. The players, the coach can do. I mean, there's coaches that are idiots, and the players don't. When you don't have confidence in a coach, I think that affects sometimes the way you play. But that's not the case here. That could be the case for other teams. But they have got to get it done on the field and not always count on the coach. All right, who for the $100 gift certificate? Go ahead, sure.
Yeah, one more thing. Jalen Hurts, I want him to be happy enough to sing the Eagles fight song once again, like he did last year after the San Francisco game, which he was terrible at, but I loved it.
Okay, he's got to have fun. He's just, you know, have some fun out there. Have some fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's not fun when you lose, but you can have fun. You can enjoy yourself and not be so, obviously he's talented, but you can't be so guarded. It takes away from really, when you enjoy it more, you play, and having fun helps you enjoy it more. You play better. I mean, it's just,
exactly.
There's some things he's got to clean up. He's got to be able to find open receivers and make the right decisions. I get all that, but things he's got to clean up. All right, for the $100 gift certificate to Star Restaurants, which is, even at this late moment, it's a great gift because there's so many great restaurants and Star Restaurants in Philadelphia. The question, you heard it, gifts that you would get for, and you got to be a little creative, for player, coach, team, whatever. What do you got?
For the Eagles, I'd like to give them younger and more prime versions of James Bradbury and Darius Slay.
Yeah, so in other words, they need corners.
They need corners, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And those two would be good, but younger versions of them. Because know the team.
I got you. All right, Bill, have a Merry Christmas.
You
take
too,
care.
Howard.
All right, take care. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on WIP.
Howard, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Yeah, how's it going today?
Well, if I complain, I'd be lying. I've never had a bad day in my life.
That's the answer I expected. Yeah, I was just calling you guys to talk about, do you agree with me that it begins and ends with the quarterback, with Jalen?
The quarterback is the... Teams don't have really, really good success without good quarterback play. It really does.
Well,
I mean, that's why the quarterback gets paid the most money. That's why he gets paid the most money.
Right. And there's something in that in the locker room that is making him upset. Like, you could see it when he's sitting on the sideline, he's by himself. And now that's considered normal.
I don't think you bring the locker room out. Yeah, but I don't think you bring the locker room out to the field. I think there's things that happen during the game
but from the beginning he's upset. He's smacking the pad away from him, and he's just got this angry look on his face.
No,
before,
I don't think
he would have a plain look.
I don't think he's having enough fun.
Yeah, but I think it's more than that. There's something in that locker room that's upsetting him, and until they get to the root of that cause and stop it, I don't think
they know what they have to do,
which he don't have.
They know what they have to do, and there's some players that I'm sure are selfish, and it's obvious. And you got to get over that.
Well, we already know that.
Well, yeah, but that's all you got to do. You got to get over that. Everybody's got to get over that and just play for each other.
Situation if they don't fix this.
What's that?
You know, I see like another Carson Wentz situation. It's just the only thing that's different about it is if Jalen leaves, he's going to shine somewhere else.
But Jalen Hurts hasn't offended anybody. I mean, Carson apparently offended some people. I say apparently because I didn't see it, but people talked about it. But he's not offended.
Yeah, I think
he's not offended anybody. He's just got to play better. That's all.
Yeah.
Don't overthink it. He's got to play better, and everybody's got to be happy playing for each other. I mean, it sounds so simple.
And that's why it comes down to Nick Sirianni, because like they're forcing the ball. Like I don't understand what Brown, like they're forcing the ball to him.
I'm sorry, is Nick Sirianni, is he the quarterback?
No, but he makes the calls.
Yeah, but he's involved in the calls.
He's trying to delegate everything.
Okay, all right. I'm going to ask you about two situations.
Okay.
On the interception to Quez Watkins in the end zone, did Nick Sirianni throw that pass?
No, he didn't.
Okay. Are there other options for that play? The answer is yes, correct?
Yeah, not having Quez on the field.
All right, so now Quez Watkins has got to do whatever he can to make sure that that player doesn't intercept the ball. So that's his responsibility. And Jalen has to make a better pass and throw it deeper or whatever. All right, on the last interception,
right,
there was double coverage, right? There was double coverage.
Yeah.
Did Nick Sirianni want him in, and he took the hit for it? He says, "Well, you know, we called that play to hope for pass interference."
No, he didn't.
You know, when the quarterback sees, if he did see that the safety is coming over and there's double coverage, and he did see that Gainwell is open underneath, and they have two timeouts left, did Nick Sirianni make that decision to throw the ball where he did?
I think it was pre-made already.
No, you can't pre. The quarterback has options. Come on, man. You know better than that.
But why would Jalen do that? Because we only needed 10, 15 yards to get.
Why would he do
range.
It? Because he wanted to make the big play, apparently. He never said why. I don't think he ever clarified why he did it. He thought he could make a play, and maybe he didn't see the safety coming over for coverage. I can't tell you. You know, you want to make your best wide receiver. You want to let your best wide receiver make plays. If there's single coverage, you fight for the ball. But not when there's double coverage. It was not the right decision. And he has not made the right decisions a lot of times this year. That's really what it comes down to.
Right. He regressed. How do you regress that much? Like he was like a robot last year.
Yeah, but you can't always blame the coach. You could always say, if he calls better plays. Well, there's always options to plays. There's always options on plays. And the quarterback, a really good quarterback makes the right decision for the options on the plays. All right, the question, what Christmas gift would you get for anybody or for any of the teams here in Philadelphia?
I'll keep it selfless, and I guess it would go to Jonesy and Briere and the Flyers organization, and I would give them, they got my attention.
So you're giving them, so what's the gift? You already gave it to him, right? You're giving him the gift of your attention.
My attention back after years of like bad playing.
Hey, I've said this, and I said this before the season. I think the Flyers have a chance to win a championship. Now it's not anytime soon, before the 76ers. Because they started from the bottom, where the Sixers are afraid to do that. They think they can win a championship with this team, and they really can't. Can they be good? Yeah. Can they be good enough? I don't think so. So, all right.
I
so
we'll
I got you. You're in the mix to win
the
$100 gift certificate to Star Restaurants, which is a terrific gift.
Okay,
all right.
Thanks,
Steve. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard.
Hi.
First of all, Merry Christmas.
You. The same to you.
Okay, great. When Jason Kelce got that 5-yard penalty,
yep,
I almost went nuts. I think that cost us the game.
That call what?
That his penalty at the, you know, moving.
Yeah,
the ball.
I know what you're talking about. Did you say it cost him the game?
It cost us the game.
It cost a chance for 7 points rather than 3 points.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
he knows it.
Like
it's obviously it was habit. He took the responsibility for that, and I never realized that the officials had told him you can't move the ball the way he moves it, especially in short yarded situations. I mean, at first Nick Sirianni was really upset, and everybody was upset, and then I saw the official, and I didn't hear what they said. Obviously, explain it to Nick Sirianni and Jason Kelce, and they both understood when. It was no anger. They both understood when it was explained. So, and obviously after the game, Jason Kelce said he's been told about that. And it was a penalty. Now, when you looked at it, because he didn't do anything differently, but he hadn't been doing things by the letter of the rule. So, but yeah, it did. Hey, there's a few things that could. You've got to score touchdowns. You've got to score more than 17 points. But that one play didn't cost them the game. Multiple plays could. Turnovers are disaster in a football game, especially when you're minus two. They didn't create any turnovers, and they turned the ball over twice themselves. That's not a good thing.
Not a good thing. Also, I think if big play Slay was there, we would have won the game.
Well, I don't know who Brad. You mean if? Well, who knows who would have covered that receiver? I don't know if that
was having those penalties.
Well, yeah, I mean, but Slay wasn't playing with the injury. He wasn't playing up to the level he needs to play.
Right.
So, all right. Okay. So, by the way, what do you want for Christmas? What do you
I'll
want?
I'll tell you
for
what
Christmas?
I want, and this is, it's kind of selfish in a way. I want 40 more years of listening to Merrill Reese do the Eagle games.
Well, if it was up to Merrill, he'd give you 40 more years.
I know that. Well, so, my wishes can come true. So who knows?
Okay.
That's my wish.
All right. Well, I'll pass that along to Merrill. All right.
Thanks a lot.
All right. You have a great holiday.
All right. Bye.
And a Merry Christmas. All right. Let's go to Joe in South Philadelphia. Yo, Joe.
Good morning, King.
Morning.
Before I commence, I want to add something.
Sure.
When you said South Philly.
Yes.
Yes. By way of the Lower East Side, 2nd Ave and East 4th Street.
Okay.
That's where the real people used to live. It's gone. I was there recently. It's all gone.
Wow.
It's all gone.
Well, that's not good.
No, but it's they, not.
They yeah. still have some great restaurants in South Philadelphia.
Yeah. Now, the Eagles?
Yep.
The only way that touchdown to Seattle gets set up by that crazy play is the quarterback just threw it up. You got two guys back there. You can't have that. Cannot give that up.
He made the wrong decision. He made the wrong decision.
Yes.
Pretty simple. He made the wrong decision.
Now, they got three games left. They should win all three.
They should. The last game kind of concerned. It's hard to play a team twice within 3 weeks.
Correct. Very hard.
But they're gonna smoke this team on Monday. They're going to smoke them.
Those teams won't roll over. The Eagles will beat them, but they're not going to roll over. But that's neither here nor there. They should win all three games.
Yes, they should. They'll be favored in all three. They should win all three. They're favored by 13.5 now.
One of the reasons why I enjoy listening to you is you are not a homer. The four sports teams don't pay you. WIP does.
You know that.
See what you see. you state your opinion. Sometimes you got to go beyond that. And look, this is the truth. This is a fact. That's it.
Okay.
That's why I enjoy listening.
Well, thank you. All right, so do you have a Christmas gift for... But let me ask you one question, and I put it out there earlier. Nobody... Are you a Phillies fan?
No, I'm not a baseball fan at all.
Oh, okay, so I won't even ask you the question then. All right, because they didn't get the Japanese pitcher, which they were never
going to
get.
They never were going to get him.
No, they were never going to get him. They were never going to get him. It was all smoke and mirrors. But, all right, so, all right, well, you have a Merry Christmas.
Now, one last thing.
Sure.
After the game, I saw something.
Uh-oh.
How? I'm listening to Eli Manning interview Peyton Manning about the game.
Whoever they have that on ESPN 2 or 6 or 24 or whatever ESPN channel it's on.
Yeah. That was... awful. They pulled the plug on that, whoever came up with that idea.
Well, that's what they do. They're trying to fill programming time. That's all they're trying to
you
do.
You can't do that.
Well, they did it. Some people, there's people that watch it. There's people that watch it.
Now, as far as the gift, the greatest gift that you can give is yourself. That's it. Every day. Not just Christmas.
Well, I'll pass that along to him, Joe.
Thanks, King.
Thanks for being a listener, and have a Merry Christmas. And keep South Philly together, will you? Keep South Philly together. You know, I saw something. And I mentioned there's a lot of good restaurants there, and pizza places, and steak and hoagie places. Angelo's is a place, and where did I saw it in the news? And Danny at Angelo's does a great job. It's just, I haven't been there for a while, so I should maybe get in touch with Danny just to wish him a Merry Christmas and keep up the good work. But there's so many good places there. I mean, it's beyond what you can imagine. But keep it together. Will you, Joe? Keep it together. 215-592-9494. We come back. I don't really want to deal with this call, but as I always do, I'm going to deal with this call. And Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40 to take a look at the college and pro today and the pro football tomorrow. All right. So you got the numbers. We'll get back to the phones. The show on Saturdays, always brought to you by Borgata. And here's what's happening. Actually, if I tell you what's happening at Borgata, it would take me days. All right, because it's so much fun. The restaurants, the excitement, the entertainment, the bars, the people, it's all so good. It's the best hotel casino, and throw in the spa because that's excellent too, on the East Coast without question. Whether it's the poker room, which is open 7 days a week, and it's always packed. People, they get a lot of poker players there, obviously, because it's probably the best poker room easily in Atlantic City. So you have the bars. Every restaurant there is terrific. You will enjoy, you know, sometimes you go to your restaurant and you say, you know, I went to a restaurant the night before the game in Seattle, and it was supposed to be a fine restaurant. It was average. But I can assure you, when you go to the Borgata, there's nothing average about their restaurants. You got your favorite slots, your table games. The spa is terrific for people that like to go to the spa. The workout facilities are great. So if you want a little fun, or if you want a lot of fun, the place is the Borgata. Start planning your getaway today. And that's easy enough to do. Easy enough to do. Just check everything out on their website, theborgata.com, for more details.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
No pouting.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Claus is coming to town. Well, I hesitate all the time to do this, but he's a caller who's a loser, a moron, a nitwit, and a dope, and that would be Captain Loser Cowboy. What's up there, nitwit?
King of the buffoons and idiots. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to all. Now, it's going to be nice. And by the way, I got a message for me, for you, from my man Big Slab in North Philly. You know North Philly's finest, Big Slab.
No,
he said for Christmas, he'd like to meet you in a dark alley after payday. That's what he told me to tell you. He'd like to meet you in a dark alley after payday.
Why does it have to be in a dark alley? Why does it have to be in a dark alley?
Actually, he said he'd like to meet you anywhere at payday. I just
okay,
added
well, how about the
that's
how about the person
me
that wanted you to come down to the Borgata so people
that
can
well,
kick
I'm
your ass?
I'm going to address that right now. To that guy, I tell you what. Meet me at the clothespin with that same $100, right? And I guarantee you it'll be the last time you try to kick anybody else. Because when I beat you within an inch of your life, I want you to remember something when you're
violence
on your way to
is not accepted.
You heard what he said?
Kicking you,
kicking
you in the ass is not violent.
That's right. Okay. Well, again, let him try it. And like I said, when I beat him within an inch of his life, on his way to Jefferson, I want him to remember something.
We're not beating anybody until an inch of their life.
Can
all
I
right?
finish? Jeffrey Lurie? Howie Roseman, Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, none of them people are going to pay your hospital bill, punk. See, remember that. Since you want to talk all this tough eagle crap, remember when I beat you within an inch of your life, none
We're
of them are going to pay your
We're not beating anybody
bill,
within
idiot.
An inch of their life. Okay? Big talk on the air. Big
yeah,
talk.
No. And first, let me address something with you. I've never been... You, I was at the Borgata with you years ago twice, and you gave me that little cart of food that they bring you. How many times do I got to bring that up? So this talk about I won't come out. I've been to the Borgata with you.
I don't remember. I don't remember. Did you ever identify yourself?
Doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Wait a minute. Did you ever identify yourself?
Of course I did.
I don't remember that.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question. Do they or do they not bring you a tray, that little cart of food?
On Fridays and on Saturdays, they bring us.
By the way.
Yeah, they bring us the food to have during
exactly.
the show.
You gave me the cart. You was like, here, take what you want. And I said, really? And that's when I exposed that I was Captain Cowboy. You said, get out. I said, yeah, you're going to offer Captain food? You said, take it anyway. Who cares? It's a bunch of junk. I don't want to gain weight.
Well,
or something you were saying.
You know, I would invite
you
to come
to
back.
Because you didn't want to eat it.
I would invite you to come back.
Okay, no problem. Hey, Slab, me and Big Slab will come see you. How about that?
You know, I don't care about Big Slab. Big.
Okay,
big,
I know you don't.
Big whatever.
But that's okay. You will care about Big Slab.
Does that mean he's overweight? Does that
no,
mean he's
it does
overweight?
No, I'm the one that's overweight. Remember, obviously you don't. I'm the one
no,
that's
I don't.
Overweight.
You're easily forgettable.
Oh, okay, well. That's not actually true because you think about me all the time. But anyway, I want to address something. I told you, the Eagles are going to lose 3 straight. You call me all kind of idiots, buffoons, and all these words that you like to call me. And lo and behold, who looks like the fool now? Me or you?
Well, wait a minute. Did I miss something? What happened to the Cowboys last week?
Oh, they lost. But we weren't talking about the Cowboys.
They
we
didn't just lose. Eagles. They got smoked.
Okay. Well, the Cowboys had just previously smoked the Eagles, but you didn't want to discuss that. But
well,
that's okay.
We know
beat.
That. And against the Eagles, I'll ask you this question again. What is the record between the two teams this year?
You know darn well what the record is. They have the exact same record.
Right, 1-1.
You know
and
what
one.
The record is.
1-1. No, they're 1-1 against each other.
You know, against each other. You said the record, but yes, they're one
against
and one.
Each other.
One was. I won't get it.
It doesn't matter. It's a win
and the second
or
one
a
was
loss.
Absolute,
it counts
what did
the
you say?
Same.
Smoked. The Eagles got smoked
Boy,
by the
you
Cowboys.
Are
How about
such,
that? Let's use
you just can't roll into reality.
No, you can't roll into reality because everything I told you has come to pass. I told you 3 years ago about Jason Kelce moving that ball. You told me, call me all kind of names then. I was a fool, this and that.
Yeah, but
and lo
but it
and
was
behold,
fine.
Here we are 3 years later, and they're finally catching his ass doing it. which well, I saw
they,
3 years
already
ago.
Already
he's
let
been
him
doing
know
that.
About it.
He's been doing that. That's nothing
I'm
new.
Telling you,
and
you're
I'm
wasting my time. Now you're wasting my time.
I'm waiting
now
for him to catch Lane.
Who's going to win the division?
The Cowboys. Who do you think is going to win the
no,
division?
No, they're not going to win the division.
The Cowboys are going to win the division because you know why?
What happens when they lose this week? What happens when they lose this week?
They're not going to lose. The Eagles are going to lose another game. How about that?
And which game is that going to be?
I don't know. It'll be one of them.
Okay.
I'm not a psychic like you. It'll be one of them.
They may not have to win. Hey, listen. They may not have to win the last game.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they will.
Okay.
I think they will.
And we'll see.
And I don't think they have to come to that because they're going to lose. They're going to lose one of these three.
And how many games are the Cowboys going to lose the rest of the year?
If they don't lose tomorrow, none.
Wait a minute. You just told me they're going to win tomorrow.
Okay,
so
well,
you're not sure they're going to win tomorrow.
I believe they're going to win. How about that?
Okay. All right, good.
Yeah, I'm not like you.
Okay.
You still haven't addressed when I told you the Eagles would lose three straight. You told me.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that.
Nope.
No, you don't remember that. Okay,
nope.
Well, anyway, remember this. To the guy that said $100 at the ball gutter, bring your $100 down at the clothespin. I'll be waiting for you.
I'm not.
Bring
we're not going to the clothespin.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not
we
going
are.
Into Philadelphia. I'm going to the Borgata.
We're going to the city. The city.
You just
the
let me know when you're at the Borgata.
Where I live
and
Rome.
I'll make sure people
the
know
city
that you're
of
there.
Philadelphia. They know me in the city of Philadelphia.
Nobody
know
knows you. You're a loser.
They know me now.
Okay.
In the city of Philadelphia, where I roam around.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You know what you got to do? Wear a sandwich board around and say, I'm Captain Cowboy.
You know what I'm going to wear? I'm going to wear my Cowboys. I'm going to wear my Dak Prescott jersey. Because, by the way, he's a far better quarterback than the glorified running back you guys tried to promote.
Are you done? Yeah, you're done.
How about that?
Beat it. Get out of here. You're done. All right. Do I have to do this? Lamont, really? Do I need two in a row? Lamont, do you have
good
anything
morning,
to
sir.
Add
good
to...
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you have anything to add to the show today?
No, I always have stuff to add to the show. I told you that before.
No, you don't.
And listen,
you don't, actually.
Howie Roseman must be listening to this radio call, because what did he do last week? He
what
got rid of the defensive coordinator. Are you kidding me? I don't have
that
no
was Nick Sirianni's
show.
Decision.
Come on. You know he's listening to the show.
No.
Yeah. Look who he got doing the defense
now. I can assure you he's not.
We saw this show before with what's-his-name? With Dougie P. We saw this show before. It's happening all over again. Won't you be for real? He's pulling strings over
there. I'm telling you right now, he made the decision.
Yeah, all right. That's it, Howard. Tell me what.
Oh, you know, you got it all figured out. Okay.
No. You know, this is the same rodeo all over again with from Doug to this new guy that you got running that show over there.
Who's going to win the division?
It's the same thing, Howard.
Who's going to win the division?
The Cowboys.
No, they're not.
Easily, Howard.
Okay. Easily. Oh, okay. Easily.
Listen to me. Howard, I'm telling you, Howard, there's so much dysfunction going on over there with the Eagles right now. They don't know if their head's going in and out.
You know
out,
what's
man.
You know what's to function? Here's what the
what?
Function. Here's a function that I always love to do with you.
Don't hang up, Howard. You let me finish, Howard. Let
no,
me
you're done. 15. You're done. Merry Christmas. You're done. All right, let's get this loser out of the way, Captain Jim. What do you want today?
No. Cowboy Jim, not Captain Jim.
Oh, okay.
Come on, get it right now.
Okay.
Whew. Two knockouts in a row. Boy, you better get those smelling salts out. Boy, you've been knocked out.
Okay. The Cowboys did what last week?
You guys have failed to mention you lost to Drew Lock, a second-string quarterback.
Yes, they
Drew
did.
Drew Lock.
And the Cowboys got smoked.
And, hey, when did you, at what point in the last month have you canceled your plans in Las Vegas? Because you know you're not going to go. So, have you canceled
I've been
everything?
To 41 Super Bowl, so, I mean, that has nothing to do with it.
All right. Can I get to my Phillies question
Yeah,
now?
Go ahead.
All right. Hey, do you believe the Phillies should have, they should have pursued Japanese players in the past? I mean, what do Japanese players really know about Philadelphia? I mean, they know New York, Boston,
well,
LA.
Here's the issue. I don't think the Japanese community in Philadelphia is as good And a lot of them obviously want to stay on the West Coast. Seattle is a place where they go. I'm surprised that more have not gone there, because the West Coast, because they're closer to home. But you got to have somewhat of a Japanese community. And I don't know that the Japanese community in the Philadelphia area is as big as a lot of other places. Should they have pursued? They haven't had a Japanese player since Aguchi or whatever the heck his name was back years ago. But if a player is good, but maybe they just don't want to come to this area if for whatever reason. I'm not saying there's nothing. For whatever reason, they may not want to come to the area.
Do you think it might have something? But I mean, I'm just saying, if there was an airline that had a nonstop flight to Tokyo or Narita, do you think that might have something to do with it? They're like, well, I'm not going to play in Philly and take two flights to go back home. I mean, that might have something to do with it.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of areas that you have to go to where you have to get two flights. But I don't know that I want to fly straight through. I'd want to stop on the West Coast for a couple of days, like going to Australia. I'd want to stop in the West Coast for a couple of days, kind of take a break before you head for a long flight like that. I don't think that has anything to do with it.
Well,
I think
happy
it's the
holidays.
Community because they're not going to fly during the season, but they're going to fly in the off season. I don't believe that. And there are people I know when the Dodgers come in. Now it'll be crazy. It'll be it's going to sell out anyway because it's the Dodgers and Otani's there and Yamamoto is going to he'll pitch one of the games probably. So that'll be an interesting situation.
All right. Well, happy holidays. Merry Christmas, King. And
all right. The next time there's a flight to Japan, can you take it?
You don't want me to come back, do you?
No. I'd prefer that you'd stay there. You'd probably make some friends over there.
Leave Captain Cowboy
alone.
There's
probably at least two Cowboy fans over in Japan.
Leave Captain Cowboy alone. He's the king of kings, okay? Leave him alone.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Mark Lawrence will join us. He's got to go. He's got to take a flight, a long flight. And he could, maybe he should work the flight. Who knows? Let's go over to Japan. Boy, what amazing. These Cowboy fans are just so out of touch. All right, Mark Lawrence will join us coming up. We'll take a look at the college and weekend football. And also, we may be able to get some callers in after that. The time now is 9:41. And if you're in the restaurant business, and I'm sure you probably have a fine restaurant, hospitality, bar, or casino business. I'm sure your businesses are doing well, but are they doing as well as they could be doing? But I know somebody that can make a difference. PDQ Signature Systems. PDQ Signature Systems. PDQ POS has been the top-rated restaurant management system. It's been a long time. Well over 35 years. Yep, mobile POS, self-serve kiosk, analytical reporting, contactless functionality, online ordering, loyalty, delivery management. They really do. They really do have the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS, not only the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available, but they'll also save you time, effort, money, and this way you can take care of your customers. That's what really matters, right? Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, Joe Flynn and his team, I'm going to make this guarantee. I guarantee you will be happy with what they tell you, and they will take care of you and fit your individual business needs. If you want a point-of-sale system that will truly make a difference, you need PDQ POS. So what the heck are you waiting for? Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch. Go all in. PDQ Signature Systems. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today. PDQPOS.com. PDQPOS.com.
Too late before the cake. Purple pom-pom.
take a look at the football and to help us look at the college today would be Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you? And Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you as well, Howard. Thank you very much. I'm doing well and looking forward to Santa arriving tomorrow night.
Santa better bring some gifts on Monday for the Eagles, yes. Which I think he will. All right, before we get to the Eagles, let's look. These bowl games, some of them are good, and you know we're not even in the meat of them yet, but there's so many of them, but we still take a look at them. All right, who do you like? And there are some games today, and maybe this week you might like something.
Yeah, I'm going to take a look today on the college bowl card. We have an intriguing game, I feel, in Utah Northwestern in the Las Vegas Bowl, and this simply sets up as a team in Utah who certainly looks like they're in a bowl game they do not want to be in or would have had bigger, better visions than this. They were the defending two-time Pac-12 champions. They played in the Rose Bowl, bigger bowl games the previous 2 years. And now they're going to catch a Northwestern team that really, really played surprisingly well this football season here. But a key stat in this football game is the fact that if you take a look at Pac-12 bowl teams that are in bowl games and taking on teams off wins, they are 2-27 against the spread. That works against Utah here with Northwestern, I think, is a live dog in this game. They come as a live dog because they want to be here, and Utah does not.
Okay. All right. Who else?
Their game on Tuesday, we're going to go over to Tuesday in the Guaranteed Bowl. Another same case and situation, Kansas laying 13 points to UNLV. You have to figure Vegas is absolutely ecstatic to be in a bowl game and all the accomplishments they had this year. They started out like a house of fire. They closed a little bit slow to end the season. But now they're getting 13 from a Kansas football team that had bigger, better visions. And Kansas also happens to have the nation's worst red zone defense. I think this is a real nice chance for UNLV to put the final stamp on a good season this year. I'll play them plus 13 against Kansas.
All right, I'm going to ask you about another game on Tuesday. Texas State. And nobody even thought about Texas State a couple of years ago. And I know they're playing Rice. And the lay in the number, you hate to lay the number, but is Texas State a side?
Well, you know, I wanted to make a good case for Rice in the football game. You know, they bring some pretty sneaky numbers into the game, does Rice. But their quarterback's not going to be there, JT Daniels. And,
okay.
And he's the whole team. And when you're talking about a group of five football program without their star quarterback, it's sort of difficult to go out there with them. I know G.K. Kinney's had a real nice season here with Texas State thus far this season here. And with Rice, like I say, with Rice without their quarterback, I'm going to stay out of it where I would normally be on Rice. I'm going to pass the football game.
All right, I'm going to take a look at one other game. Oklahoma State's the underdog, but they're only I can't get away from Oklahoma State. Do you like a side in that game?
Yeah, I got to like Oklahoma State here. If we go back to that same adage that you have to feel this is a bowl game Texas A&M did not want to be in or had visions of being in as well. You know, everything collapsed with them down the stretch with the firing of Jimbo Fisher, all the talent they have on hand here. And, you know, here they are in the Texas Bowl. This is not where they wanted to be, where they've been before in the past. And Oklahoma State is playing pretty good football in underdog roles this year. I think they're a live dog here.
Okay. All right, let's take a look at the pros. Who do you like?
I'm going to take a look at two what I think are live dogs in the football card here that against favorites I think have holes. The first, we're going to play Pittsburgh today against Cincinnati. This is a Cincinnati football team that has come back to life here, obviously, under Nate Browning here, but they've gone up against four division opponents this year. They've lost and failed to beat the spread in all four games Cincinnati has. They haven't stepped up in a division game yet this year. And Mike Tomlin is at his absolute very best in games in which his team is sitting at dead even .500 on the year. It's because if they win, they're a winning record. They lose, obviously, they have a losing record. But he's also fighting to maintain that never having a losing season. He's going to have to pick up this win. It's crucial for Pittsburgh today. I think they're going to get the job done against Cincinnati.
And even though it's a revenge game, isn't it a revenge game?
Yes, it is. It is a revenge game. I think that the fact of the matter of the situation is more relevant than the revenge in the game.
Okay. All right, who else do you like?
The guy I'm going to step out maybe alone on an island here, but with Jacksonville, I'm going to grab the points with them against Tampa Bay. sort of a rally around the quarterback type situation in the contest here with C.J. Beathard in for Trevor Lawrence. But you got a Jacksonville football team here that's lost three in a row. They're 6-1 to the money on the road this year. They've played really, really well. Tampa Bay 1-6 to the money at home against winning teams. And I'm going to fade Baker Mayfield here. He comes off of that perfect QB rating game in his last football contest here, and I love doing that. When these quarterbacks put up those perfect QB ratings, they kind of tend to come back to earth big time the next game. I think Jacksonville will go in here and pull the rug out on Tampa Bay.
You know what? The line has kind of dropped. I guess they must think Trevor Lawrence may play then.
Well, you know, only the doctors know that for sure.
Right.
And I think that could be an they're anticipating that the possibility might be there, and they maybe get themselves positioned in a situation like that. But either way, I'll be on Jacksonville in this football game, fading Tampa Bay.
All right. And Miami's number keeps on going up. I guess that might have to do with Tyreek Hill. Or I guess they think he's going to play. Do you like a side in that game?
Well, they do. The word out of here is pretty much that Tyreek Hill will play in the football game.
Right.
You know, that's the reason. But Miami, the fact of the matter is, Miami's offensive line is nobody practiced in their Thursday practice from the entire offensive line. But I think this is a huge game for Miami in the contest here to assert themselves as being the team to beat. And they're in this mad chase with Baltimore for the number one seed here. I think Miami comes up big in this football game.
All right. And now we got to take a look at the Eagles. And it's a big number, and I know you don't like to lay big numbers, but there's no way the Eagles are going to lose this team. And I think this might be the time they need to smoke somebody. What a perfect team to do that against. Who do you like in this game?
Well, they are. They do look like the perfect made-to-order patsy to come in here and, you know, cure the Eagles' woes here of late. And what's nice is in my database, I looked at these defending Super Bowl losing teams like Philadelphia happens to be. And when they play in off three consecutive losses in a row, they're really good. They're 9-1 straight up and 7-3 to the spread to stop all the silliness. And I think Philadelphia can do just that against the Giants here. I think they're going to go wire to wire in this football game. And
yeah, they could win by 20 points. Yeah. I mean, I think they could win this game by 20 points and take care of Tommy Meatballs.
Well, remember, they were 24-4 before this three-game losing streak started. So, you know, there's still a lot of talent here with the Eagles, and there's a big reason to play for sure.
Why does the 49ers line keep on going up? Not much, but it goes up a little bit.
Well, it surprises me a little bit, too, here, because Baltimore, I think, is very, very dangerous in this football game.
Yeah.
You got a quarterback that's 18-1 in his career against NFC opponents. Dangerous dogs, always Baltimore are. And San Francisco, here's the key to me in the game, is San Francisco can lose this game and still retain the number one seed ranking. Baltimore cannot afford a loss if they want a number one seed ranking. They got Miami breathing it down their shoulder here.
Mm-hmm.
But San Francisco's got a game and a half edge. So I think this is going to be a hungrier Raven football team. I like Baltimore in the upset here.
Okay. All right. If people have interest in Mark services, 800-321-7777 on the internet, playbooksports.com. Mark, you and the family have a very Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you before the new year, and it will be a good Christmas in Philadelphia when the Eagles chop up Tommy Meatballs and the New York Giants.
Chop up Tommy Meatballs. I love that. Well, Howard, all the listeners out there, you guys, you too as well, have a real nice Merry Christmas holiday, and I look forward to catching up with you next week, okay?
Okay, great. Take care, Mark. All right. So now, the order of business. We got the games. The order of business is, and I thought people would be a little more creative, but there was somebody that was creative. But again, Dan Wilson, you are the person that makes the call. I rarely kind of take it away from you, but go ahead. Who do you think was to win the $100? First of all, let me tell people, it's the $100 gift certificate to Star Restaurants, which is great for any last-minute gift for sure, but great for yourself. You can go to any Star restaurant to pick up a gift certificate, or Star with two R's, giftcards.com. The question, what would you give somebody for Christmas? Team, player, organization, whatever. All right, Dan, what do you got?
Yeah, so today's winner is going to be Ron and Monco, and his gift was for Joel Embiid, a pair of shiny balls. It's for the playoffs specifically.
Yeah, for the playoffs, yeah. Yeah, all these numbers are all great. Great for winning a scoring title and winning an MVP. But that I can't remember that there's been a parade for the scoring title or the MVP. So, but the playoffs, yeah, he's got to show up in the playoffs. He got to have more than, and Tobias Harris scored 33 last night. He's not going to win a 33. He's not going to score 30 points a game. You got to have more than two guys to score. But whatever, we didn't really get into it today. But shiny balls would be, that's a good Christmas gift for Joel Embiid. Maybe find the wizard to get some leadership skills, whatever it may be. Ron and Monco, you win the $100 gift certificate to Star Restaurants. Enjoy it. The restaurants, and there's so many in the Philadelphia area, are all terrific. All right, Glenn and Mike Sielski next. Glenn McDowell, Mike Sielski, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, they're coming up next. Everybody have a great weekend, a Merry Christmas. Eagles football on Monday. Merrill, Mike, and myself will be there, and I'm sure many of you will be there as well. Have a great weekend, and Merry Christmas to everybody. Safe, happy, and healthy. And I sincerely, sincerely mean that. Dan Wilson, you as well, and thanks for your help this morning as well. Everybody. Take care and have a good one. Time now is 9:58.